ship.
Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here again, another wonderful program coming up. And today is August 12th, 2011. So thank you, Ed, for playing your wonderful song here for the intro. And let's see what's new out there. We could try maybe some timeline crashing for everybody. End of the week, you want to get off a timeline, have a vacation. So here we go. Let's get off the timeline for the week, and that timeline will be stress. Here we go, releasing that from you, and just see how your body feels. Remember, these timelines crash at different intervals, depending on which one you're on and how far out the aliens have them constructed, which means how many people are on the timeline and how far out the light ship has to go to terminate the aliens in the Beyondo. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and we'll get rid of 10 of these timelines. We'll do 10 timeline crashes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I think that's number 4 we're going on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, and check out your body, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll just keep going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Does that feel like enough, Carrie, out there?
Oh, we could probably go on forever with stress, but yeah, that's a great start, Ron. Thank you.
Okay.
Bonnie is saying, oh, thank goodness, finally some stress relief. And Kathy is saying, releasing stress, just what I need. So, yeah, that was a good one to start off with. Are they still crashing, Ron? Are they long ones?
Yeah, they're still crashing, yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to do a space-time to get little bits of us back for anyone that was on it? I feel like I was on some of those.
Sure. So here we go. You might feel a little emotional with this here as you get from being out there in space, coming back here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another space-time crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Huh. Okay. So, starting to feel a little antsy here myself. So let's go back here to see you, Carrie.
Okay.
So I'm just feeling a little kind of upset. Anyway, here we go.
Okay. Well, Tom is saying that was heavy. I'm dizzy already, and several thank yous from people. Janice's thank you. Thanks, Ron, for keeping going. She's still feeling them. And Corey's saying lungs, chest, and head feel it, and ears too. And I feel something swishing around in my forehead from this.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Excuse me. So, okay. So, well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Friday night. Ron is going to be doing his Q&A after the show. I'll just talk for a little bit, Ron, so you can get yourself feeling better. And the number for that, of course, is 646-519-5800. And then the PIN that you'll be prompted to punch in is 9009 and the pound sign. I'll try and type it in. I haven't tried to type anything in yet, but maybe somebody else could do that, actually, because often I don't seem to be able to get into the fast chat when I'm on the show. So that's 646-519-5800 and then 9009 and the pound sign. And then tomorrow your intensives begin, right, Ron? The 4-hour Saturday and then the 3 consecutive 8-hour Sundays start the next day. So that's the 13th and then the 14th and I can't count right now because I'm a little brain in the blender here, but what would that be? 21 and 28, I guess, yeah. For the three Sundays of Lightship Healing, 8 hours of Lightship Healing. And I know most of you know about that, but there is a name or two on here that I haven't seen before. So, Ron, if you're feeling up to it, do you want to just do a quick little recap of what people can expect on your Ascension preparation and the eight-hour calls in case they have not been on them before?
Okay. So what it's about is we take away the alien extraterrestrial life forms that live inside of you. And even though you may not completely understand this, they're there. So let's work with the octopus energy first. And you can also go to the website, hear some other BBS programs. There's a couple of programs listed on the top of the website there. We did quite a while ago, but the octopus energies are pretty common, and these cause a lot of havoc to a lot of people. So here we go. So let's do octopus energies. And these are inside of your body. They're invisible, they're energetic, and they can compress your lungs, make your back feel like it's out of whack a little bit. So here we go. Let's do this clearing here. We'll take away the octopus energies. And you can also do it, if you wish, for $30 a month. There's the alien attack page on the website if you wish to go there and release these too. But the 8-hour Sundays are actually a lot more beneficial. But that's up to you. But you can still get these off you for $30 a month. So here we go, octopus energies. So releasing them from your chest area. Here comes one of them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may feel your body loosening up now. Take a deep breath and kind of just sample and see how your body's feeling. You might want to get up even walk. Now, that's just the life form. Let's get rid of the waste products here, unfortunately. And they're poisons. So here we go. Waste products and poisons being released. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we got the carcasses. Remember, they live inside of you. They have alien wars. And let's get rid of the carcasses. So here they go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, might feel kind of eerie as they get released. You know that you have something in you that's dead, and it might even smell. 1, 2, 3, here to the aliens, they sing smell. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. That was a lot of stuff. So if you're feeling that in your body, then you know you have this stuff in you, and as Ron was saying, either the alien attack page on the website, creationlightchip.com, which you can get on, is it $30 or $50 a month, Ron? I'm blanking out here.
I think it's $30 a month, $1 a day
for the
alien page.
You can go that route, or you can get 28 hours of healing plus being on the light ship for a whole month if you come on the Sunday intensive, which does a tremendous amount, more than we can do on the web page. But, Ron, that kind of leads to a question that I have about that clearing on the website. Can we put up multiple screens on that clearing and enter in different alien life forms?
Yes, you can, and just need to sample your body energy just to see what's happening. If you feel like too many clearings are going on at one time, then you may want to discontinue a couple of them or something. But, yes, you can do that.
Okay.
And most people, you need to make your screensaver go off so that the light beam is up all the time. It's probably best to have the monitor in your bedroom, put it on low. Or you can even put maybe a cloth over it, but the light beam is what transfers the energy to you. So if the monitor goes off, then you're no longer having that benefit. You could also maybe put the monitor out in your hallway. That'll still work if it's too bright for you. But you need to have that monitor stay on. Otherwise, you won't have the benefit of having the clearing. It'll only work when the monitor is on. A lot of people do have laptops, so it makes them very easy to do. They take a lot less current, less heat, everything else, so that's what you want to do. In fact, sometimes some of the laptops can get a little warm on the bottom if they're on for quite a while, so you may want to just elevate it up to give it some air underneath it. If you're leaving it on maybe all day or something, it's just a little tip for people. You can feel how the bottom feels. If it feels hot, then figure out some way to elevate it. Maybe get a couple little boards or something to get it up in the air to help the cooling on it. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and when you were mentioning have the screen in the hallway or in your bedroom, presumably that's if you're going to be running the clearings all night, and if it's daytime and you're in the rest of the house, you can have your computer, your laptop, or whatever in whatever room you're in, right? That was just for sleeping?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people do leave the light beam up for protection at night because they are under attack. You know, you're under attack when you feel your body jerk at night. If you happen to feel pins in the bottom of your feet, that's another indication. So that's an aha for some people out there. And that's just very unfortunate that that happens. Remember, they found you. And that's what it is. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Kathy has a question, and she's asking, Ron, if you could do a clearing on the hex of the evil eye.
Well, let's see here. Okay, let's try that here. Here we go. So one, two, three. Yeah, it feels pretty evil to me. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see how that's feeling. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so it seems like a lot of people felt the octopus energy quite strongly. Jane is saying that she felt it in her stomach area, and Stephanie is saying that she seems that she was feeling that more than usual. Actually, I felt like I felt it more than usual, too, for that one. And then Amy is saying, I feel it in my chest. And Bonnie is saying her stomach is much smaller. Thank you. And Jeff is saying he feels a little more free. Eric is saying it's definitely dead. Gross. So, okay. Now, when we first started the show, there were quite a few people typing in about timeline crashing, Ron, and crashing yesterday's date, which was 8-11-11, and somebody else was mentioning they've been doing a lot of 11-11 crashing. So I just wanted to ask you, once a date has gone, because when it's the 12th now, is it still worth crashing a date when we've gone past it? Will that still have
the
effect?
Energy of everything is still there. Remember, we're living in time, and because we live in time, everything is recorded in time, so your body is still hanging on to the energy of every day of your life. That's how the aliens track you. That's how they work with you, because you are always connected to time, kind of like spider webs all the time. So if you choose to crash a day, maybe you had a bad day a month ago. In fact, let's just do that. So everybody who has had a bad day, you know, just think back when that was. Doesn't matter what the situation was, that's still recorded in time, and that's still put on you just like a program. Just that it's probably inactive right now, but it's still with you. Remember, energy is always with you until you get rid of it, and that's why the body dies. The body dies because it's holding on to too much energy, which is blockages. So think of a day that you've had that was awful. Maybe some women out there maybe gave birth to a child, and, you know, it was a long time ago, and they go, yeah, I mean, that was painful. And been there, done that, okay? Well, you still have that energy. So let's do a timeline crash, because, remember, that's locked into that particular moment in time, and that's still with you. Here we go. So, one, think of that situation. We're going to clear it. One, two, 3, oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You can see the energy is kind of dropping a little bit here because there's so much trauma. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, there we go. See how you feel. And what we're going to also do is we'll crash the timeline that was 1 year ago today and the same time that we are right now. So my computer says like 27 after the hour. And so we're going to do a timeline crash from this moment in time, since time is always ticking on the timelines. You know, go to 28 shortly here probably, as I imagine it would. Since we live in time, it always advances. So let's do that here. So here we go. A year ago today, we'll see how you feel. 1, oh man, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the Montauk, 9, and 10. Jeepers creepers. 1, 2, thanks Pauline, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's do everybody a favor here. And we're going to crash the Philadelphia experiment of Montauk on Montauk Island on the end of Long Island there, Montauk. I don't know why they don't. Must be the, is it, Pauline might know, is it the city of Montauk? I know it's at the end of.
Yes, it's a little town.
Yeah, so we're in a crash. Yeah, that's right. They had a, Long Island Railroad goes to Montauk. So we're going to crash that, and this is going to be quite interesting, more than I could even talk about right now. We're going to crash this timeline. Remember, every 40 years, this timeline recycles, okay? So here we go. I'm sure that there are ears out there listening to this that are going to be quite interested in what we're doing here. So here we go. Crashing tomorrow's timeline. 1, the Montauk experiment. 2, 3, and this is we're crashing tomorrow's date. Then we'll go back 40 years previous. 1, 2, 3, 4. Got a lot of energy around me. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I see the man with the blue suit on again with the little badges. 1, 2.
Uh-oh.
3. That's right. Today is the 12th. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so according to maybe the people in the know, the scientific community, The Earth has a biorhythm, they call it, I guess that would be the word to use, where things recycle, repeat itself every 40 years. Now we're going to go back to World War II in 1943, and this will be August 12th. Here we go. One, two, and my hair is standing up on end on my arms. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay. So, very interesting. We'll see what happens here. Wouldn't mind having some remote viewers check this out here. I'm sure this is helping the two gentlemen who jumped ship and also the people that were on it that maybe didn't survive, L. Bielek and his brother, but they had different names back then. So here we go. Let's see, what can we do next here? I'll bring it back over to you, Carrie. A lot of energy is flowing here. What we could do is also the timeline, what I'm picking up is the German involvement with that Montauk experiment here. Remember, the Germans were in Montauk during World War II doing these experimentations with the government when we were at war with the Germans. This is information from L. Bielek. And they happen to be using a German-made, I guess, some type of ship. I don't know if it's a battleship or whatever it was. But whatever it was German-made. And then when they brought out the information about it more recently, they provided another vehicle, another ship, I should say, that was American-made. So the German one is what they were actually using for the experimentation. This is all from L. Bielek. You could maybe check that out yourself, people, but that's what he told me physically when I was talking to him a few years ago. So anyway, let's just take the energy off the Germans here and the Americans that were involved with the Montauk experiment and also the ship itself. Here we go. Do some timeline crashing on that here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's do some timeline crashing for the people that were involved in the time travel experiments here. A lot of those people now are coming out as they're older, talking about what happened to them. So let's try to get them off some of these timelines that could be causing them harm, because the light ship is the only way they can get out of this situation, because the timelines, once you create it, sometimes you can't, or you don't know enough to get out of your own way. So here we go. And we'll also go into the future in 40 years and crash this timeline. So here we go. For the people that are Montauk students, I'll call them, experimented people who time traveled will do the clearing here because this is probably the main foundation for that, which was the Philadelphia experience. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to do a release now. My understanding is that there were people in these experiments that were sent out and never returned. They're back. They're out in the Beyondo, lost in time travels. So let's have a light ship now collect their spirits. We'll go out there and look for those. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to crash the timeline. That would be 40 years in the future here. Remember, everything in time continues on, even though we could be not here in the ascension time. But remember, time still is involved with the darkness. So here we go. Timeline crash for 40 years from today. 1, 2, 3. That's probably free up the Earth spirit, too, of going sideways, being connected to something in the future that is holding it back today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow. So they want us to do something else here. Let's see here. They want us to go out 80 years, okay? So I'm being contacted the way they contact me anyway to go back to go out to 80 years. This is the I'll use the term underground United States of America's government military to go 80 years into the future. So here we go. They said, this is the man with the like the bluish violet coat with all the little buttons on it and gadgets and little bars. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's very interesting. Around my walls in my room here, I have military soldiers with very strange-looking armament around me. That's what I can see psychically. They're probably about four deep. I would say there's probably about 300 of them here.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You might even feel them yourself, some energy around you. 6, as they protect you also. 7,
yeah.
8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And they want to, I'm getting the information to release the timeline connected to this. Somehow the timeline's going to the moon, for whatever that is. So here we go. We'll go back to the one right now, this date, and we'll go up 40 and 80 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll go to today's date here. So that was 1943. We'll go to today's date, which is, I went back a little further. Okay, so now we're going to 83. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to go to today's date here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going into the future, 40 years from now, disconnecting the parallel lifetimes to the moon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And there, I'm seeing Pauline's question, looks like, of Mars. I don't have the go-ahead to do that one. So, everybody, I don't know how you're feeling, but this is quite a paranormal show tonight. You probably are feeling the benefits of this year because all these connections. You could even be one of these people out there that may have come across on parallel lifetimes, time travelers, and maybe people that have been connected with this project. So, back to you, Carrie.
I have a lot of stuff going on in my body, that's for sure. There's a lot going on the fast chat, too. I have something like cutting into the palm of my hand, it feels like. Something cutting into the top of my head. I've got tugging going on around my mouth. I feel like I'm falling in different directions now and then. I feel like something's in the room with me, too. Not 300, but something. Jerry and Jean are seeing a lot and feeling a lot. Let's see, different time. Jean is saying different time line running simultaneously create damaging oscillating fields. Jerry says future German timeline projected as won the war. Now getting horizontal shaking in his body as it waves in timelines. He's seeing waves of light in his house, and he sees the soldiers, it looks like, just on the other side of the waving light in his house. Pauline is saying that it's every 20 years that this cycle's run, not every 40. I don't know if that's accurate. Do you know if it's...
It could be the 20. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Could be every 20 years, but I think we nip these in the bud here.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't ever think that I was connected to all this Montauk stuff. I've read a bunch of the books about it and have always found it interesting, but if we're feeling stuff, I don't know if that means that we're connected or not, or we're just feeling it because you're doing so much stuff, and perhaps we're on one or two of these other timelines at the same time. I don't know.
To keep your sanity, you know, people, if you do feel energies, let's just say that maybe you had a friend on a timeline that was being bounced back and forth, and you knew them, so you're actually connected energetically by knowing someone, and that could be what it could be. The other one, the flip side, could be that you're listening because you were also one of the time travelers. That's a possibility, too. I have no idea how many people were doing or have been doing that. I just don't know. So, anyway, that's not my forte of why I'm here. I'm here to help people. So I don't get too much into the covert stuff, just when I'm asked to help them out. So this is what's happening. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. My palms are itching like crazy now on both sides, and there's like a electrical pulsing thing going on. Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's see. I know we had some questions, some requests earlier. Let me just go back real quick. Somebody was requesting a timeline crash on something completely different. I'm having to go back a few pages. Sorry, so just bear with me one sec. Stuart Swirlow. That's who wrote the books that I had read. Okay, Jerry's saying I'm vibrating up and down incredibly strong. Okay. Oh, Stephanie is requesting the Star of Bethlehem be brought in. Do you want to bring that in, Ron?
I'll bring in the light bit, light ship, defense ship. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So yeah, things could look like. I guess Mika. I think I pronounced it right. Has stated that the chronic headache is gone. So, I have released things from people, not the timelines, so to speak, but maybe like knives and things that have been attached to them for their whole lifetime. And then you pull this energetic object away and their pain goes away. So it's very possible that what we just got through crashing could have a great influence on everybody. You might check out your clouds, everybody, maybe tomorrow. It's getting late now, so clouds are kind of going away and it's getting dark out. But you might just see how your clouds are looking. Because this is a major thing, what they did to us here. So, or to the people on this grand experiment. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. So, let's see. I'm trying to wade through the comments and just find the questions, because I know there was a question or two earlier. This is kind of a big one. I'll see if you want to do anything with this or not right now, Ron. Hart is asking if you can crash, a timeline crash then, for when the Earth. Now, Hart is saying Mother Earth, so you might want to explain the gender of the Earth spirit, first of all. And then the question is, can you crash when the Earth was first violated, I guess, by alien influence?
Boy, it's would be, I can't do that. The Earth spirit is actually a male energy. I don't have any data of when the aliens initially came here at this present moment in time. I don't have that information to help out. So it just, and there's so much that it may not even make any difference just by doing one timeline. Remember, everything that affects the Earth spirit is done by you people also. So each time you're on a timeline, it's going to affect the Earth. So it just it'd be astronomical to try to release timelines.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's also your job. You can go on and do timeline crashing, you know, for the Earth spirit, if you wish, on emotions. So that would be for typically probably stress. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Anna had a question a while back. She was asking if you could do a timeline crash on abandonment issues.
Yeah, sure. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Now, this is just one of your issues, one time. Five, six, seven, and you must think of that issue. Eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time for abandonment. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So we have our Q&A, everybody, coming up. It'll be a little bit after straight up on the hour. I'll give you the phone number to call in on. It's a conference call line. And it's 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009, and it'll be for 1 hour in length. And I like to have the newcomers, the newbies, come on with their questions regarding creation lightship healings, how they work possibly, what they could use if they've already had one, what the next one is to have. And it's mainly designed to have people get educated more, you know, with the lightship and the healings. We do also have people come forth and tell the newbies kind of what they've experienced, too. So it's very nice. And if you are interested in what we're doing, this call is available for you to ask your questions. So I'll be honest, it'll last for 1 hour in time. So we could do a clearing now for peace. And it's about a minute more for the program here. So here's the peace energy. And we do have our four-hour call tomorrow. This will start our 28-hour healing marathon for physical body rejuvenation. And then on Sunday, we have the 8-hour call. And that goes on for three consecutive Sundays. So here we go, everybody. We'll bring in the peace energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody, so I'll say blessings to all of you. I'll be on the call in about 5 minutes here. So please just come on and ask your questions. And thank you, Carrie. Thank you for the people who are on the fast chat tonight. And hope that you're all going to be on the conference call. I'll give you the phone number again. And it's out of New York. It's 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. Then you hit the pound sign to connect. So we'll see you hopefully in 5 minutes, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you,
and we'll leave the fast chat up on BBS here if you wish to give us a message, and we'll read that also during this one-hour call. Blessings, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.